Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Krishnan Hariharan. Krishnan Hariharan is a seasoned technology executive and brings 20 years of diverse operational experience to the company. Prior to joining Kespri, Krishnan held senior leadership positions at PrecisionHawk, Savo, Sabre, and OpenText, including founding River North Labs, a technology consulting company. He has led product management and development and scaled sales, customer success, and marketing teams. As president and CEO of Kespri, he is focused on building the next generation of aerial intelligence solutions that makes it easy for customers to optimize data collection, automate processing, and extract actionable insights from aerial technology. Krishnan received his Bachelor in Electronics from Delhi University and has an MBA from Duke University. Well, good afternoon, Krishnan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you for jumping on. I do appreciate it. We love to have our guests on the show, and we keep adding great guests to the lineup here, including yourself. And so we're just going to jump right into the questions so we can get your story shared out with our audience. So Krishnan, you've got quite the career in product management as an entrepreneur and now the CEO and president of Kespri. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Thanks, Brian. I wish there was a secret, but if I would kind of look back and try to string the pearls here, I would attribute curiosity to learn, a little bit of luck and timing, and most importantly, having a strong set of mentors and bosses and managers have given me the opportunity and had the belief to push me to take new challenges. With a tech background, it's always easy to have interest in software products. But over the years, I've realized that it's not about building the product. It's really around creating software products that can change people's lives and find a way to make a difference in how businesses function and create solutions that are tangible, something you can share with people, something you can talk to your family about, your friends about, touch and feel. Those things have inspired me. And the biggest satisfaction I get is when I see products that our teams have built for all the companies I worked at, and I can see customers using it daily. So that is my secret. I'm not sure if there's one as such, but that's what inspires me.
Awesome. And at the end of the day, it's those closest to you people is what really makes the world go around. And that certainly resonates with me, and I know with a lot of our audience. So Krishnan, let's talk about this pandemic, right? It's starting to lift. Hopefully it's gone for good. We don't know, but what are your plans for growth, business growth going forward? And will it be any different than the last 15 months?
Yeah. So the pandemic has not been easy for many folks. And I sincerely hope it's one of the once in a lifetime event and we won't see this again. But before I kind of go down the business side, I do want to recognize, frontline workers and everyone else in the whole support structure who have made it the situation a little bit easy for folks like us, especially in the US when we can actually get out and start doing things. It seems like business is normal. So I do want to recognize all of them. Some of them might be listening to this podcast. On the business side, the pandemic actually accelerated a lot of the business processes within our customer base and actually put drone and technology/software on the fast track adoption. We as a company have certainly benefited from that. And it's really good to see how customers use our solution. In the last 15 months, I would say we were able to optimize our operations. And what that really means is our company is fully remote. Everybody's remote. And this has allowed us to be very flexible and focus on delivering the value for our customers. In the last 15 months, some of our customers started coming out of the lockdown in the first few months of the pandemic, we saw a lot of customers use our product, which meant that we continue to meet our sales targets and opportunity to invest in new capabilities. So that really hasn't changed much for us in the last 15 months. In fact, it has created an opportunity for us in the next 15 months to just continue that investment, continue that focus, continue that strive to do better. And then we're happy to support new existing customers to build out our products. So essentially, nothing really has change for us. We were impacted a little bit, but we've got out of it, and just given us a little bit more focus to go in and help our customers out as they continue to use more of our drones and more of our drone-based software.
Thank you for sharing. I know it's been challenging for everybody, but you know, I did put everybody, like you said, focus, right? It put everybody in more of a laser focus of what they needed to do to keep their business afloat, but also help customers that were struggling as well. So I appreciate your share and the fact that you all were able to come through this just fine. Some businesses obviously didn't, but let's talk about the technology, Krishnan. Our platform here is focused on emerging tech, but you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So drones is just one of those technology spaces that is really, really exciting. There's so many things happening in the drone space, the ability to apply drone technologies across different verticals, be it commercial software, government in certain cases, even recreational drones. It's just becoming more and more interesting. But a little bit of background on kind of Kestrel for folks who don't know. When we started about 7-8 years ago, Kestrel built our own drones on behalf of customers. And then we also had a software that allowed folks to interact with the data that we collected. But today, the company is focused on pure software. And it's focused on developing AI ML software, essentially enabling raw images, videos, send different types of sensor-based data that you can collect from a drone and turn that into actionable information. So naturally, advancements in machine learning models and AI is used to prepare the data for analysis. And at the same time, we're also ensuring that the data is available to the customers within minutes of flying the drone and as soon as they start collecting the data, right? So that's number one. Number two is we're exploring use of edge devices that can help process large amounts of data much faster. With rich imagery, rich video, rich sensor data, it's one thing to process well. It's also another thing to process fast and well. So we're definitely exploring new edge-based devices to be able to do that. The third thing is, as more and more drones continue to proliferate, more drone manufacturers are coming into the space, creating wide acceptability across multiple industries. We are also expanding our ability to support any drone model, so that our customer base can efficiently use investments they've made, perhaps for other projects, to be able to use for the industries that we support. The biggest investment that we make is really around processing GIS data set. That's essentially what the drones collect. We actually enable customers to create 2D, 3D models that we create out of imagery. And digital twins is kind of the next iteration of our 3D model that allows customers to not only completely digitize their asset, but also provide a very unique perspective into supporting that infrastructure. And the concept of a digital twin can be applicable across multiple industries, multiple use cases. So those are some of the few things we're exploring and continue to invest this year and next.
That's amazing. You know, it's really cool, Krishnan, is that, you know, there's emerging technology all around. There's industries, there's companies that use just one set of technology, but they need to, you know, improve the speed of their processing, right? So they look to another technology to process, basically do all the processing on the edge, right? You'd mentioned that earlier, but it's like it's all coming together to converge to really be this new industry 4.0. And I think that's simply amazing. And I'm glad you shared those three examples because that's what our audience would love to hear. So Krishnan, let's talk a little bit about, on this last question here, that maybe you could share something from your career that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or entrepreneurship.
So I stumbled into tech, to be quite honest. you know, I actually wanted to pursue a different career, but I stumbled into tech and I realized that the ability to create something from scratch, kind of software product and kind of technology really inspired me to continue my career in technology. And around the entrepreneurship stuff, I had the opportunity in my career to take a step back and explore what it means to be an entrepreneur. I want to do something on my own. I had the ability to do that. So I did that for about 2 years, had my own little consulting company and worked with customers to help them out on their technology projects. But if how should one grow the career in technology and entrepreneurship? I think it's a combination of finding the right skills in the right technology field that makes you passionate about wanting to do it day in and day out. As cliched as it sounds, it is true after being in the industry for about 25 plus years. But I go back to my passion, to my desire to change people's lives, how one interacts with a product or services or something that they value or the joy they get is sometimes more important than how it was built. So if you're in technology, try to keep that focus. If you want to be an entrepreneur, I think the first thing you have to get comfortable is to be uncomfortable. I think many have said this before, but you have to find yourself comfortable in dealing with difficult situations. And because it stretches you, every day is different. You throw challenges at you that you didn't think of. But as long as you have the right philosophy to keep moving forward, you have a support structure around you that allows you to do that, it gives you a lot of perspective. And the last thing naturally is have the patience and stamina to persevere, especially when you're an entrepreneur, you know, trying to build their own business and support others to be part of your business.
It's amazing. And you're right about what you just shared with us, these gems that are very valuable. Is it runs in the same vein as many of our guests that talk about their passion and their inspiration to persist when it's, you know, when you feel like it's down and out. So again, thank you so much. And Krishnan, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you once again for inviting me. It's, I've listened to your podcast and you had some fantastic guests. And I look forward to hearing more of your podcast. So thank you again. It's been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Bye for now.